Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In the last audio, I discussed about what comedy is, how comedy evolved, and in this audio, I will discuss the various types or sub-varieties of comedies. For example, comedy of intrigue, comedy of manners, comedy of ideas, comedy of menace, comedy of morals, comedy of humors. So let's begin by Ben Jonson, especially his comedy of humors, because that is what Ben Jonson is famous for. Now, why is Ben Jonson's comedy is called comedy of humors? Because in the medieval times, there was a belief that every person is ruled by a particular passion or trait, disposition or humor. And what were those four humors or liquids? One was called blood, one was called yellow bile, one was called black bile or melancholy, and yellow bile basically means choler. And choler basically is somebody who gets irritated easily or gets angry easily. And the fourth humor is phlegm. The spelling of phlegm is P-H-L-E-G-M. The G is silent, okay? So blood, yellow bile, black bile and phlegm. These four humors were there as per the notions that were there in the medieval and Renaissance period. When all of these humors or liquids were balanced, the person used to be a normal, healthy person. But if there was any imbalance, then that imbalance gave that person a particular disposition of temperament. And Jonson's characters usually represent one humor, one or another humor, which are normally unbalanced. So a kind of caricature is there due to the imbalance of these four humors. That is why the comedies of Ben Jonson are called comedy of humors. Now after that is comedy of intrigue. See, comedy of intrigue originally originated in Spain. This is a Spanish form, literary form. But later on, English writers also adopted it. And the famous example is of Aphra Behn, especially the play called The Rover. Okay, The Rover. Then another play of Aphra Behn is The City Heiress. Okay, The City Heiress, which came out in 1682. So what exactly is comedy of intrigue? Comedy of intrigue basically is a play which has an intricate plot, which is full of surprises and tends to subordinate character to plot. So plot is the most important thing. And it is kind of intricate. Not simple, but intricate plots are there. Now after that, comedy of manners. Now comedy of manners, as the name indicates, these plays were basically written to describe the behavior and conduct of men and women living during the Restoration times. Let's say it can be of any times, but it deals with the manners, etiquettes, behavior and conduct of people. Mostly it is preoccupied with upper class people, upper class lifestyle. And during the Restoration era, the plays that were written are referred to as comedy of manners. Of course, I also spoke about comedy of intrigue. I gave the example of Aphra Behn, right? Here also, comedy of manners, even in comedy of manners, many plays that were written during the Restoration times can be described as comedy of manners. Because if you see most of the plays of Restoration era, they deal with aristocracy. Then other examples are the famous play called The School for Scandal, which came out in 1777. And The School for Scandal is written by Sheridan. Okay, Sheridan's famous play. Then Oscar Wilde has also written some plays, for example, Importance of Being Earnest, then Woman of No Importance, then Lady Windermere's Fan, okay, Lady Windermere's Fan, which came out in 1892, and also some plays of Shakespeare, for example, Love's Labour's Lost, then Much Ado About Nothing. All of these can be clubbed under comedy of manners. Then what is comedy of menace? Comedy of menace basically, this form was first used by David Campton. Okay, David Campton in his famous play called The Lunatic View. Okay, The Lunatic View, which came out in 1957. And it denotes a kind of play in which one or more characters feel that they are threatened by some obscure and frightening force or power or some personality. And their fear becomes a source of comedy. And since their fear is irrational, that is why it is called comedy of menace. Okay, menace is basically something frightening. But since that this fear is unfounded or without reason, it is called comedy of menace. Then another playwright who used this form is Harold Pinter, and especially in his two plays called The Birthday Party and The Dumb Waiter. Okay, the birthday party, which came out in 1958, and the dumb waiter, which came out in 1960. Now, after that, Comedy of Morals. The Comedy of Morals basically is a kind of satirical comedy designed to ridicule and correct vices like hypocrisy, pride, avarice, social pretensions, nepotism. From the field of English literature, Ben Jonson and G.B. Shaw can be regarded as that. But French playwright called Molière is considered to be the best example of this kind of comedy called Comedy of Morals. Then another famous subgenre within comedy is Commedia dell'arte. Now, Commedia dell'arte is basically an Italian form or originated in Italy, and it was developed during the 16th century. And the plots of Commedia dell'arte kind of comedies were usually based on love intrigues involving people of all ages, masters and servants, mistresses and confidants. Then the characters that were involved were stock characters. Now, one distinguishing feature of Commedia dell'arte was basically it was performed by professional actors. And the dialogue that was spoken by these actors was improvised after some basic rehearsal. Means that, you know, everything, whatever they spoke line by line or word to word, was not written down before. Some things were written down and most of it was improvised. And this is not just the case with the dialogue, but also the plot. So nothing was predetermined totally. And the benefit of this was that the performance could be adapted to local and contemporary needs. Because this was not something which was only limited to Italy. Those Italian, you know, professional actors performed these plays around Europe. And the ability to improvise gave them some kind of flexibility to adapt their plays according to requirements of local conditions or local sensibility. And one play of Shakespeare called Comedy of Errors. Okay, Comedy of Errors. It is said that this play of Shakespeare borrowed from this Italian form of Commedia dell'arte. And Commedia dell'arte, basically, you know, if you were to translate this from Italian, it will just mean comedy of professional actors. Means comedy performed by professional actors. That's what the English translation is of this word. Then one more aspect of comedy which you might have come across in the plays of Shakespeare are comic reliefs. So what is a comic relief? Basically, comic reliefs are comic episodes or interludes. But they are present not in comedies. They are more found in tragedies. For example, the grave diggers is seen in Hamlet. Then in King Lear, the fool's mockery scene. Then in Macbeth, there is the drunken porter's scene. So these are basically tragedies written by Shakespeare, but the scenes that I mentioned are called comic reliefs. And what was the aim? As the name suggests, the aim of these comic reliefs was to relieve the tension and heighten the tragic element by adding a kind of contrast. This is why comic reliefs were included in tragedies. Okay, but since the phrase is called comic relief, just to ensure that you don't get confused, that is why I mentioned this while discussing the sub-varieties of comedies.